a reading from Hebrews 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with everyone, and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a lot of wisdom for us from the first reading of the day. Strive for peace with everyone, and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. We all like peace. We would love to live in harmony with everyone. And however, lived experience has taught us it is a struggle each single day. Have you ever noticed that with some people, before you even say what you want to say, they have already displayed a negative attitude? In the case of Paul, Mickey and his companions, whose feast we celebrate today, the emperor was misinformed and considered the Christians a threat to his power and ordered them to be executed. However, we have an example in Paul and his companions. They did not retaliate, but he left a message of encouragement for the Christians. There will be no peace of mind and heart if we are fixed on what is negative or uncharitable about the person we are not willing to converse with. What can we do to maintain thoughts of peace in the midst of violence in our world and society? We are challenged today to go against the grain, to refuse to make an enemy of those who consider us their enemy, to reconcile even if you know it was not your fault. And then in the Gospel, Jesus faces rejection from the people from his own hometown, not from all Israel. The initial reaction to his wisdom and mighty works is astonishment. Where did this man get all this? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary? They did not respect him as a prophet. How often do we attach the importance of a person to the institution or an order to which they belong? They referred to him as son of Mary. In a patriarchal society, this was an insult, as sons are known by their father's name. The people of Nazareth allowed their familiarity with Jesus to breed an unwillingness to listen to his word and message. What about you and me? Can you recall occasions when you and I refused to take a point of view from someone simply because they were different? Or they were too simple according to our standards? We are surprised and we lose out on what it is the person is offering us. If our questioning is for practical purposes, then the questioning is acceptable. But if it is to be the basis of either accepting or rejecting their message, I am afraid we have lost or are losing graced opportunities to enter into the divine classroom prepared for us by God in His infinite wisdom. We should be on our guard against familiarity of the preacher or the passage which could prevent us from receiving the ever-transformative power of God's Word.